spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, happy, happy Friday. Hey, Chad is on vacation. We'll be back next week. The wise man, Steve Zinsmeister, is hanging out with me. Wise man! A lot of people are traveling. You just heard Detour Dan's report. A lot of people are traveling up north. I've got a couple of buddies who have texted me. They went to Rocky Point. 2-3 hour wait at the border to get into Mexico.
Yikes.
That is tough.
And that's usually the way that's easy to go.
That's the easy way to go.
That's the easy way.
Coming back, you got to wait at the border. So I think, I mean, it's pretty obvious. We're ready to get out there. A lot of people who hadn't gotten out there before are doing it now. You got the kids who are off at school. You know, mom and dad might have a couple days off of work. You get Monday off, and it's time to go and relax. See, a lot of people are like, well, why this year? Because gas prices in Arizona are still $5 a gallon. What's the difference? Because last year, people stayed home for Memorial Day. It was not busy in Rocky Point. A lot of people didn't go up north. They decided to stay here. We still have bad inflation. We still have bad gas prices. But we're traveling this year, but we didn't do it last year. And the only thing that I can think of is it's just another year away from the COVID disaster.
Yeah, this is just me. Maybe it's anecdotal. I don't have a lot of evidence to this. But I think people are just tired of coming up with reasons not to travel.
Yeah.
Because 2020, it was COVID. 2021, honestly, it was still COVID.
Yeah.
2022, I think people were spooked by gas prices and inflation. And now that we've basically had those high prices for the last calendar year,
right,
people are like, how long am I going to put off my wedding? How long am I going to put off going to see my parents on the East Coast?
I think
people are tired of that.
Yeah. My wife came up with something in 2020 where she said, we're not going to put anything off. I mean, obviously, like, you can't go on a trip maybe to Europe, but, you know, we're going to go do. And I'm like, what do you mean? Let's fly somewhere. And I'm like, this is a pandemic and you're married to a hypochondriac. She goes, we can't stop living. So, you know,
when did you make that decision? Like, when did that start?
Early 2020.
Really?
Yeah, because we got on a plane. We went to a couple different places. We knew it was risky. We did it anyway because we were going to keep living. And so nothing's really changed for me or my wife. We were traveling in 2020. We were traveling in 2021. We were traveling in 2022. And then, of course, this year, no one's talking about COVID. And nobody talked about COVID last year.
Yeah, it's definitely not COVID
now. It's not COVID
now. If anything, I think it's probably the prices.
I do think that people are like, you know, there were 2 years where we really didn't do anything. And right. Then 2022 came around and everything was expensive and we had to sit here again. So you may have sat in 2020 on the sidelines. You may have sat in 2021 on the sidelines. And then COVID started to go away. But in 2022, all the prices. How are you going to drive to Rocky Point or California with $5 a gallon gas? Some couldn't do it. And now it's 2023 and people are like, I don't really care. You can have $10 a gallon gas prices. I have to get out of my house.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Think of it this way, too. You might justify it by saying, okay, it's a little more expensive for me to drive to Rocky Point this year than last.
Yeah.
But I didn't go last year.
Right.
So there's the opportunity cost there. I chose not to do it before, save up some of that cash, and I use it this year to make the trip, even if it is going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people feel that way right now.
There's no doubt. There's no question about it. And so the airports are packed. The roads are packed. And it really doesn't matter where you're going. It's crazy. It's packed. It's a good thing.
When it comes to driving, do you think more people go south than north now? I feel like going north was the thing, right? For so many decades in Arizona, you always went up north. You went up to Flagstaff, Sedona, Prescott.
Right. I feel
like I hear more about Rocky Point. Maybe it's just anecdotally from you, but
maybe.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people go south.
It's easy
now
to go north. It's easy to go south, and it's, you know, so pick one.
I like going west.
There you go.
San Diego.
There you go. Do you hear what Elon Musk is doing?
Which one? Helping a presidential nominee announce his campaign?
No. He's got a new brain implant company. I think this is fascinating. Listen, a lot of people like Elon Musk. A lot of people don't because of his politics and all that stuff. Here's why I like him. He's a visionary. And what he's trying to do is conduct the first of its trials. And it's an experimental device in humans. Now, he's tried it, I believe, in animals. And here's why. Let's say you have just a horrific disease. You've got ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And, you know, I do a lot of work with the ALS Association of Arizona. And I meet a lot of people. I've had friends who have died from this disease. It's horrible. Basically, you just lose the function of your muscles. You can't lift your pinky. At one point, you know, you can't swallow anymore. You can move your eyes. That's it. Can't go to the bathroom by yourself. Can't get out of bed by yourself. You can't move. You're paralyzed, basically. You still have feeling in your hand. Somebody could stick a pin in your hand, you'll feel it. You can't move your hand. It's horrible. And it robs people of their lives. What if this brain implant could do something for them? That's what we need people like this to try to develop a device. It's surgically inserted into the brain by a robot. It's capable of decoding brain activity and linking it to computers. What if you're in a horrific car accident and you sever your spine and you can't move from the waist down? Could this one day help people get out of the chair? The answer is yes, it could. But on the other hand, what if it works? And what if you start healing people?
You're going to make a lot of money.
Yep. But what if you start saying, let's put it in healthy people?
To enhance an already healthy person.
To enhance your brain activity. You know,
I'm not blind, but my vision could be better.
That or your intelligence could go, you know, from you could be like a D plus kind of average.
What are you trying to say about my
student?
Intelligence?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about me. D plus and maybe you get to a B.
Right.
Right. So I find
performance enhancing chip.
I find this stuff fascinating.
It is.
And a lot of people say, well, you're playing God. No, God put you on this planet. You know, and it's like you know, God put doctors on this planet to make you better, right? To do surgery, to
we use drugs,
sure,
medicines. I mean, not
vaccines. Drugs. Yeah, yeah. So this is something I'm going to keep my eye on because, man, I mean, I've seen people with Parkinson's, and you know, look at Michael J. Fox. After all these years, he's had Parkinson's disease since 20. He's 29.
Long time.
There's a video of him walking in the street and falling down. You know how many bones he's broken because of Parkinson's? He's broken his arm. He even said he broke his face.
He came out last week in an interview and said it's hell every day.
Yes.
Every single day.
Right. And what if this brain chip one day could make it better? And not even necessarily solve it.
But
making it 50% better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Making somebody comfortable.
Michael J. Fox shakes for 24 hours a day. And he hits his arm on something, breaks his arm. He falls down, broke his leg. And he always said, you don't die from Parkinson's disease. You die from the fall. You die from hitting your head. You die from all that stuff. And what if Elon Musk says, you know what? I've got a lot of money. Let's put it into this. He's received the FDA approval to launch the first in-human clinical study. I mean, the world is changing. This is stuff that we need. We need visionaries like this. And if it fails, it fails. But at least you try. And maybe there's a portion, you know, of that a scientific study that will launch something else.
I saw a video the other day of researchers who are using computers to map your brain. And when you listen to music or you listen to a sentence or something, or even just listening to me talk to you, and the computer can read the words that you're hearing. And if we can do it that direction, imagine once we start to figure out how to tell the brain what to do.
And with AI.
And that's what this is.
And with AI coming, who knows what the next 10 to 15 years are going to look like. It's fascinating stuff. All right, we got a traffic report coming up in just a few minutes. Along Becky Lynn has the latest news, but I know that the traffic is pretty bad up there, especially if you're going up north. Hey, when we come back, Airbnb. There's a big crackdown. Did you hear about the shooting that took place here in the Valley 5 days ago?
It was a house party.
Yeah. Guess whose house that happened next to? It's someone on this program, for crying out loud. We'll discuss it next.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
A lot of talk this week about Airbnbs. So what was it, 5 days ago or so in Tempe, there was a shooting in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Becky Lynn, your newscast was listening. Airbnb wants everybody to know you can't have a party
there. You can't have a party at an Airbnb.
Since 2020, they've made that very clear to everybody. One Airbnb had a shooting. You had a shooting outside of your house? You have an Airbnb near your house?
Yes.
And there was a shooting near you?
Yes. This is the one.
This is the one.
This is the one.
This is it. Yeah. So, didn't hear anything, I will say, but we got up Sunday morning and there's police everywhere. The road's cordoned off, right at the corner. We live right on a corner and it's cordoned off from our corner all the way down to the main street.
Wow.
And we go down there to, of course, to see what's going on along with all the other neighbors, and we're told that unbeknownst to most of us, there was an Airbnb in the cul-de-sac down below our house. And someone had rented it and thrown a huge party with hundreds of people. At about 3:45 in the morning, they decided, oh, I guess we need more party. We're going to pull out the guns.
Oh, my gosh.
And luckily, no one was hit. No homes were hit. But, yeah, they were all over. There was ammo found, both live and shells, in the streets. So I can't believe we didn't hear it.
I can't believe you didn't hear it either.
Hundreds of people
were at this.
Project X.
So here's the thing. This is a large house, right? It's a big two-story house. I'm thinking when people rent big houses like that, they're probably planning to have a party unless they've, you know.
Unless you have small kids and you're traveling somewhere.
Flown across the country with your extended family and need 5 bedrooms.
Yeah.
You know. So, which, I don't know, that just seems excessive in a way. But, yeah, I feel like those big, big houses, they're looked at as party houses.
What do you think they were just shooting into the air?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I think they were just out there showing off. I mean, somebody might have got into an altercation. We've not heard this part of it yet. We never got any more information. But they were checking security cameras all around the neighborhood, looking at footage to see what they could find. And don't know anymore.
It's definitely not ideal to live near
It's
terrible.
And we believe there's another one in the neighborhood as well.
Right.
And this was years ago, back when the state first okayed, you know, that it would be okay to have such a thing in a neighborhood, that you could buy a house and turn it into an Airbnb. We've never really heard a peep out of the other one. I don't even know if it is one anymore.
Right.
But we do know that it was owned by someone from out of state.
So, do you have an HOA?
No.
That's the thing. See, that's the thing, because I know that, at least in my HOA, you're not allowed to do that.
No, I think HOAs, they can crack down on that and say, no Airbnb.
I know that HOAs are crazy. I get it. The littlest thing, you know, the smallest little, you have a weed.
That's right.
There's a weed in your yard, and they'll go nuts on you. You got to get rid of it.
Grass is a half inch too tall.
Right. And it'll be annoying. At least there aren't people that can rent the house out to anybody that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Chad and I go back and forth. He never wants to live in an HOA and certainly doesn't. I want to live in an HOA. I want to make sure what happened in your neighborhood doesn't happen in my neighborhood. Well, I don't need people shooting guns in the air.
And I got to tell you, I have always not wanted to live in an HOA. I've lived in one, and I prefer not to live in
one. You do? Okay.
But that was before the age of Airbnb started up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Wise Man lives next to an Airbnb.
Right next door. So,
right. So you're renting right now.
I am. Our house and the house next door are the exact same design, except mine is one story. The one next door that's rentable is two story.
So you don't know,
like you're talking about.
Yeah.
So you don't know who's in that house from day to day. I'd hate that.
Not really. But I can tell you this. Most of the times that I notice the people next door is a Friday or Saturday night, because that's most likely the day that people are
they're
going to
rent them.
Especially one if they have 10 people going into the house. Mm-hmm. There might be 4 or 5 cars out front. That's not abnormal. I do sort of worry about the party aspect, not the hundreds of people. I haven't seen anything close to that. But what it is for us is usually we can hear the kids out back playing in the pool.
Mm.
Or we can hear a bunch of people in the kitchen at 11 p.m. And it's like, all right, guys, go to bed. But they're on vacation likely, or they're here to visit family, or whatever the case may be.
Mm.
So I haven't exactly experienced anything remotely close to that. But we do think about that. And I'll tell you the one positive, though. While I do know that there's going to be people there on the weekends,
you can sneak in and get free beer.
There's never anybody around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe even Sunday.
Really quiet.
But then it's going to be really loud Friday and Saturday.
It could be.
Yeah.
So far, I've lived there 6 months, and it really hasn't been that bad.
I mean, kids in the pool is not that big of a deal.
No.
You know, I mean,
gunshots in the air.
Gunshots in the air
Huge
is another
deal.
Story.
Yeah.
Shook us up.
It should shake you up. That's terrifying. Terrifying. It's one of the reasons why Airbnb said, let's just make sure that everybody knows that, you know, no parties. We're banning parties. They've done that for years. They're banning parties. And the reason they're banning parties is crap like this.
Maybe I'll rent out the Airbnb next door. Just so that there's
maybe,
no noise.
Maybe
peace and quiet.
Maybe you should move.
Maybe I should get the Airbnb house.
Well, nobody wants to live next to an Airbnb. If you know, my brother actually, they were in Atlanta. They moved because there were Airbnbs in their neighborhood.
Sure.
And one of the reasons they moved is people were like drag racing down the street.
Oh,
and they've
yeah,
got kids who like to go on a bike ride.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're out of here. We're out of here. So
not good.
No,
it hasn't been that bad for me yet, but I might have to eat my words.
You have to whoop somebody's butt. I like to see that, wise man.
I'll
get
do
out
it.
To, you'll
you
do
know
it.
I'll do it.
You know, yeah, you'll do it.
I will confront you.
No, you won't. You'll call the police. You just
probably.
Please. All right. Hey, coming up next, it's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. We've given you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week. So at the end of the show on a Friday, we bring you into our crazy personal lives and tell you a story next.
Story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
That's right. It's time to get all warm and fuzzy on the show. The wise man is in for Chad. Steve, you mind if I go first?
No, by all means. Please do.
So congratulations to my nephew, Preston. Graduated college.
Wow.
I got to tell you, I'm proud of him. And not only because he graduated college, but because about the story I'm about to tell you. So during college, he's playing college ball.
Baseball.
Really good.
Sweet.
He's a really good ball player. And so the season started and they weren't playing him. Now, he had a great year last year. And he's like, I don't understand why I'm not playing. Now, they had some... They had some stuff with coaches, and there was some turnover. There were some problems with the team in terms of their coach. So they had to bring somebody in that was going to be like the head guy again. So Preston, who was really a star player last year, finds himself on the bench. And you're a senior. And you're thinking to yourself, all right, hold on. I played really well last year, and now I'm not playing this year. What's going on? This is one of the things I love about college, because it's not always about the thing you learn in a classroom. It's about the things you learn outside of a classroom. And so he starts the season on the bench, which isn't easy for him. He's got a couple choices. Team is struggling at the very beginning. They're losing a lot of games. And he's thinking, what's the deal? Why can't I get on the field? And so he's got a decision. Do I go to the coach and am I upset? Because he is upset. Do I show him how upset I am? Should I show him some passion? Some fire. Coach, I can do better. Put me on the field. He did not do that. He decided, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to wait my turn. That's a big decision. Because with me, I'm not the most patient person. I might go and throw a couple things around and say, listen, take me off the bench. We're getting killed out there. Put me in. I could do it. He decided, I'm going to wait my turn. I'm going to try and be patient here. So they're 10, 15 games in, and they're just not winning any games. And he's still not getting any playing time. And it's bizarre. It's like sitting one of your best players. You're like, why? Why would you sit one of your best players when you're not winning games?
Yeah, it'd be one thing if somebody was awesome.
Right. No, nobody's sitting. Nobody's doing anything. And he's sitting on the bench. And so he's given an opportunity to come in and like pinch hit. Oh, big whoop, right?
Yeah.
He got a hit. And they're like, okay, maybe they'll play him the next game. They played him the next game. It's a home run. Okay.
Now we're cooking.
And he finds his way into the starting lineup. He's hitting seventh. Then he's hitting sixth. They keep moving him. Then he's hitting fifth. About a week ago, hit two home runs in a game. Hit a grand slam the other day.
Wow.
His last day, his last game, because now he's played his way in. His last game that he's ever going to play for this school. It's a moment. It's two home runs.
Really?
In front of his parents, who were at the game, in front of his sisters, his little nephew and niece, and he just goes out a big star. Patience. Patience actually worked.
Talk about a storybook ending, too.
It's a great ending. You start on the bench, you get no playing time. It's all about patience. And I think that it shows that he's quite a young man. Didn't go in and throw a bunch of stuff around. He was a good teammate the whole way through. Wasn't bad-mouthing anybody. He just went. He put his head down. He tried as hard as he could. And then he got the opportunity, and they couldn't take him out of the lineup.
Just get to work.
And so I think that's a great, you know, thing to learn. Patience.
Yeah.
Prestone, congratulations, man. Awesome. Story time on the Gatos and Chad show. We'll let you inside of our personal lives. What do you got, wise man?
You know, DeAndre Hopkins was cut from the Cardinals today.
Yeah, they got nothing for him. I know.
I don't know him personally, but it does bring up a story that I remember. I remember when I was a rookie producer. This is my first year working in sports radio. And Jay Feely got cut from the Cardinals. The kicker. Yeah. But he'd been here a long time. He wasn't a nobody, but he was certainly not DeAndre Hopkins level. But he was a longtime player for the Cardinals. And I remember he got cut. And I was working with Dan Bickley on his show at the time, and Dan turns to me and he goes, hey, call him, see if he'll come on the show. And I'm a rookie, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm like, you want me to call a guy the day he got fired and put him on the radio? Like, why would he do that? That's what's going through my head. And he goes, just call a guy, just do it, just tell him Dan called. So I called Jay Feely, and he picked up. And I said, hi, I'm Steve.
So you're the wise man?
No, I wasn't named the wise man. I wasn't very wise, let's be honest.
Okay.
I was like 19. And I said, would you come on our show and talk about, you know, what happened today? And he goes, you know I got fired today, right? And I was like, yeah, would you talk to us about that? And the way I remember it, he was like, no. And just basically we ended the conversation there. He did end up coming on a few days later, not that day. I wanted to give him some space, and obviously he didn't want to do it.
You called him on his worst day.
I called, but that's part of the gig, right?
It's part of the gig. All right, that's story time on the Gatos and the Chad Show, the wise man in today. Listen, everybody have a very safe weekend. Let's remember, you know, Memorial Day weekend. We're so grateful to the men and women who served in uniform across the globe, and they gave their lives for our freedom and for the freedom of others, and we'll remember those this weekend. Wise man, good to see you. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, man. We'll see you.
Becky Lynn's up next. Arizona's Evening News.